Welcome back to AI Daily, everybody. Today, we're diving into the rumor mill swirling around OpenAI's next potential game changer, codenamed Orion.
It's certainly generating a buzz, isn't it? If the whispers are true, Orion could be exponentially more powerful than GPT-4. We're talking potentially 100 times more powerful, which is staggering.
Staggering is an understatement. What's really caught my attention is the reported shift in release strategy. OpenAI seems to be moving away from the big splashy public launches we saw with GPT-4 and o1. This time, it sounds like they're prioritizing a more controlled rollout, starting with key partners like Microsoft.
It's a smart move, especially considering the recent departures of key figures like Meera Murathi and Bob McGrew. A controlled release allows OpenAI to gather valuable feedback, refine Orion's capabilities, and mitigate potential risks before unleashing it on the world.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the financial pressure OpenAI is under. That massive $6.6 billion funding round comes with sky-high expectations. Investors are eager to see returns, and a groundbreaking AI model like Orion could be the golden ticket.
No doubt about it. But there's also the ethical tightrope OpenAI needs to walk. The closer we get to AGI, the more crucial it becomes to address concerns about bias, misinformation, and the very nature of intelligence itself.
So, NVIDIA is back on top, at least for now. Their market cap briefly surpassed Apple's, hitting a staggering $3.53 trillion. This recent surge is largely attributed to the insatiable demand for their AI chips, particularly those used in training powerful AI models like OpenAI's GPT-4.
It's a testament to the transformative power of AI. We're witnessing a paradigm shift where AI is no longer a niche technology, but a core driver of innovation and economic growth. NVIDIA has strategically positioned itself at the forefront of this revolution, and their financials reflect that.
Absolutely. And it's not just about OpenAI. Companies across all sectors are integrating AI into their operations, from healthcare to finance to manufacturing. This widespread adoption is fueling a massive demand for NVIDIA's high-performance computing solutions.
And this is just the beginning. As AI models become more sophisticated and datasets grow larger, the need for NVIDIA's chips will only intensify. This sustained demand, coupled with their strong partnerships and continuous innovation, makes them a formidable force in the tech landscape.
However, it's worth noting that NVIDIA's success hinges on maintaining its technological edge. The competition in the AI chip market is fierce, with companies like Google, AMD, and Intel vying for a larger piece of the pie.
True, but NVIDIA has a significant head start and a proven track record. They've consistently pushed the boundaries of what's possible with AI hardware, and their deep learning expertise gives them a competitive advantage.
Speaking of AI's impact, a recent report highlighted its growing influence on the freelance landscape. It seems more and more freelancers are turning to AI tools to boost their productivity and income.
That's right. The report suggests a significant portion of freelancers, nearly two-thirds, are already incorporating AI into their workflows, and the benefits are undeniable. AI can automate tedious tasks, improve efficiency, and even open up new creative avenues.
It's fascinating to see how AI is leveling the playing field for independent workers. With the right tools, freelancers can compete with larger companies and even gain a competitive edge.
Absolutely. AI tools can help freelancers with everything from content creation and market research to client communication and project management. It's about working smarter, not harder.
But does this reliance on AI risk stifling creativity or even replacing human ingenuity altogether? It's a question worth pondering as we delve into the evolving landscape of OpenAI. The company behind groundbreaking models like ChatGPT has seen some significant shakeups recently, particularly within its post-training team, a critical stage in AI development.
It's true. OpenAI's post-training team, responsible for refining and preparing AI models for public use, has seen a revolving door of leaders. Liam Fetis, a key figure in the development of both ChatGPT and the advanced reasoning models known as Strawberry, is the latest to take the helm.
Fetis's background is impressive, from his physics research at MIT and UC San Diego to his work at Google Brain. He clearly has the technical chops, but leading this team at such a pivotal time for OpenAI is a different ballgame. He's stepping into a role marked by high turnover, and internal disagreements, particularly regarding the balance between safety and commercialization.
It's a tightrope walk for sure. OpenAI is transitioning from a research-focused entity to a global corporation facing pressure to generate revenue. This inevitably leads to tensions, especially when you're dealing with technology as powerful and potentially disruptive as AI.
The recent departures of key figures like Barrett Zoff, Mira Murati, and Bob McGrew speak volumes about these internal struggles. It'll be interesting to see how Fedus navigates this complex landscape and what it means for the future direction of OpenAI and AI development as a whole. So, we've talked about the rapid advancements and potential economic impact of AI, but what about the infrastructure underpinning this revolution? The article we're discussing today argues for a more democratized cloud, challenging the dominance of the big three: Microsoft Azure, AWS, and Google Cloud.
It's a timely and crucial discussion. While these hyperscalers have been instrumental in the growth of cloud computing, their dominance can stifle innovation, particularly for smaller players in the AI field. The article highlights how their product overload and aggressive strategies can create barriers to entry for startups and independent cloud providers.
And these independent providers are crucial, wouldn't you say? They offer more tailored solutions, often at a lower cost, which is particularly important for AI development, given its resource-intensive nature.
Absolutely. The rise of multi-cloud and hybrid cloud strategies further underscores this need for flexibility and choice. Developers want to pick and choose the best tools for the job, composing their ideal cloud infrastructure from a diverse ecosystem of providers.
It's like building a dream team for your AI project, selecting specialists from different fields rather than relying on a one-size-fits-all approach. This democratization of the cloud could be a game-changer, fostering a more vibrant and innovative AI landscape.
And it's not just about cost or even technological capability. The article also touches on the importance of geographic diversity in the cloud. As AI applications become more localized, having providers closer to users becomes essential for performance and latency reasons.
It's about building a cloud that reflects the distributed nature of innovation itself, where the next big AI breakthrough could come from anywhere in the world. So, this article about Wix's AI website builder really got me thinking about the democratization of design and its implications. What are your thoughts on AI stepping into creative fields like this?
It's fascinating, isn't it? On one hand, you have this powerful tool that can empower individuals and small businesses to create a web presence without needing extensive design skills or budget. It levels the playing field in a way that was unimaginable just a few years ago.
Exactly. It's like having a virtual design assistant available 24/7. But on the other hand, I wonder about the potential homogenization of design aesthetics. Will we see a sea of websites that all look eerily similar because they were generated by the same algorithms?
That's a valid concern, and the article does touch upon that, mentioning the need for users to customize and fine-tune the AI-generated designs to reflect their unique brand identity. It's a collaborative process, not a complete takeover.
Collaboration is key. It's about leveraging AI as a tool to augment human creativity, not replace it entirely. The real test will be how these platforms evolve to offer more flexibility and customization options as AI technology matures.
Absolutely. And how designers themselves adapt and incorporate these tools into their workflow. Will we see a rise in AI-assisted design as a specialized skill set? It's an exciting, albeit uncertain, time to be in the creative industry.
So this visual intelligence feature on the iPhone 16 sounds like it could be a game changer. Point, shoot, and get information instantly. It sounds almost too good to be true. What are your initial thoughts?
It's definitely ambitious. It seems like Apple is trying to streamline the way we interact with the world through our phones. Instead of searching, we're moving towards visual discovery. I think the travel application you mentioned is particularly compelling. Imagine being able to instantly translate signs, menus, or historical information just by pointing your phone. That could be incredibly powerful.
No more fumbling with phrasebooks or translation apps. I like it. But the article did mention that it feels a lot like Google Lens, which has been around for a while. Is this just Apple playing catch-up?
It's true that Google Lens pioneered this concept, but I think Apple's integration of ChatGPT directly into the feature could be a differentiator. It's about going beyond simple identification and offering a more conversational and interactive experience. Plus, the dedicated button suggests that Apple sees this as a core feature, not just a novelty.
Right. That dedicated button speaks volumes about their intentions. But like any new technology, user adoption will be key. Will people embrace this new way of interacting with their phones? Or will old habits die hard?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's all about changing behavior. Apple has a good track record of simplifying complex technologies and making them intuitive to use. Think about how quickly we adapted to using our fingerprints or faces to unlock our phones. If Apple can effectively demonstrate the value and convenience of visual intelligence, people might just be willing to give it a shot.
So it seems even Rupert Murdoch and some big-name artists are drawing a line in the sand when it comes to AI using their work. What's your take on this developing story?
Well, it's a fascinating clash, isn't it? You have powerful figures like Murdoch and artists like Thom Yorke essentially saying, hold on, our intellectual property isn't just free fodder for your algorithms. It boils down to the question of who profits from creative work in the age of AI.
Right, and the article mentioned fair use, which is a pretty murky area of law, especially when applied to AI. How do you see that playing out?
It's going to be a legal minefield. AI companies will likely argue that their use of copyrighted material falls under fair use because it's transformative. But creators argue that these AI models are essentially profiting off their backs without permission or compensation. It's going to be fascinating to see how the courts ultimately rule on these cases.
So, OpenAI is making waves again, this time with their claim of reaching human-like reasoning in AI. And apparently, this has big implications for the development of AI agents. Could you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. OpenAI's claim about achieving human-like reasoning is based on their latest model, O1. Whether it truly replicates human reasoning is debatable, but what's more significant is the potential impact on AI agents. These are essentially AI systems designed to act on our behalf, and reasoning is crucial for them to function effectively and ethically.
But the article mentions some concerns about AI agents acting without common sense. Can you give us an example of what that might look like?
Imagine an AI agent tasked with booking a meeting for you. It might prioritize finding a time that works for everyone, even if it means scheduling the meeting at 3 a.m., because it lacks the common sense understanding that people generally sleep at that time.
That's a pretty benign example. Are there any scenarios where this lack of common sense could have more serious consequences?
Absolutely. Think about an AI agent managing your finances. It might decide to invest all your money in a high-risk stock because on paper, it offers the highest potential return. However, it might lack the common sense to understand your risk tolerance or the importance of diversification. It's a smart move. They're not just aiming to be consumers of technology, but active developers and potentially standard setters. This proactive approach to IP could give them a significant edge, especially in emerging fields like 6G and AI.
It's almost like they're taking a page from the playbooks of companies like Qualcomm, who've built empires on their patent portfolios. It'll be interesting to see how this strategy plays out for Reliance in the global tech landscape. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.